Well, welcome everybody. I'm beginning the meeting. Just for the record, we have Norman, Karen, Lester here. We have Susan, and we have Olga, and you got myself. We have a quorum. And welcome and thank you for opening us. I would silence our phones real quick. Okay. Is there any, number two, any public comment on items that are not on the agenda? If not, we'll move right to number three, public comment on items that are on the agenda. Okay, we'll go to number four, which is the consent calendar. So we have approved the minutes of 12/5/2019, approved minutes from 12/5 special board meeting, and an overview. The number C is board policies on cell phones, parent family engagement policy, and student wellness policy.
I would like to ask the board if we are not prepared for the cell phone policies and the parent and family engagement until we talk to all our stakeholders, especially our parents and our school site council, if you would be willing to remove those two from the consent calendar.
What we can do is approve C and then
the student wellness policy.
And then not approve A and B until the next board meeting. Does that sound okay?
No.
So whoever makes the motion.
Approve
A and B are the minutes.
And the last one is the student wellness. Are you wanting us to wait off on the student wellness? Student wellness going to be last.
No, student wellness is in here.
Okay, then I would I'd like to motion that we approve the minutes from 12/5 board meeting and special meeting as well.
Okay, do you want to approve the just a whole C, or do you want to
the wellness
just
policy
the wellness
that you
only.
Reviewed?
Right. Okay,
and then we do want to motion that we approve the wellness policy as well.
I second that. Okay, and I think you have to. We want to put in there that we are not approving the cell phone or the parents and family engagement policy.
Right, we'll
do not on this. Okay. Okay, so moving second, we approve the consent calendars A, B, and the last bullet point of C, which is the student wellness policy, the federal nutrition program. Any discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. All ayes, okay. Okay, we can go right into the closed session, number five. And Bill, you're on the line, right?
Well, did he get my?
Yes,
did you get our email, Bill?
Which one?
The one we just sent.
Okay, are we ready for number six? We're reconvening to open session from the number five closed session, and the outcome is that we gave council directions. Now we're going to go to number seven closed session.
Okay, now I'll quit. Okay.
Okay, we are back in open session from number eight, and I'm reporting action taken is direction to our council.
Gave direction, yeah.
Gave direction to council, okay?
Okay.
Number nine is financial update. So are we going to get Gita?
So Gita actually has to present at another meeting, but it should be only for 10 minutes, and her start time is 7 o'clock. So unless...
So someone make a motion to go to the next...
I'm not sure we're going to want to do that. I'm excited.
Okay, so... It's a move seconded to move number 9 to the 10 position and number 10 to the 9 position. Any discussion? All's in favor, aye.
Aye.
All's opposed, nay. Okay, so we're on the high needs position stipend. Renee.
Yes, I am bringing to the board, if you look at the salary schedule that was approved by the board, it's been the salary schedule for the last 2 years. Since the board did a study on the salary schedule and increased compensation for our teachers, the salary schedule states that I need to open it up so that I can actually on here. And in the minutes as well as the salary schedule, that Santa Ana Coachella, a high need position such as science and math, may receive a $1,000 stipend contingent on enrollment and the availability of funding. So we do not have the enrollment, as everyone knows here this year, at Santa Ana, and Coachella does. And so we have a negative deficit because of the enrollment issue. And so, but I would like, if the board would consider still giving the stipend to our teachers in Santa Ana, because the enrollment issue could be correlated to the fact that we haven't had a principal and guiding and being present. So I wanted to bring that to the board as if you can consider.
So the high need stipend is specifically for
the Santa Ana
and
teachers and the math and science teachers.
And how many teachers in the grade four?
6 in Santa Ana.
Okay, and I only wanted to clarify who the high
and math and science. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
And you tied that specifically into enrollment. That was the only thing we had that into.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So in the future, we might want to tie it into something other than enrollment, because clearly without a principal, there's a lot of things going on that are outside of their control. But I think that we probably want to go ahead and give them the stipend this year because we didn't have our principals. They didn't have the tools that they needed to get the enrollment. But in the future, I'd absolutely like to make sure that we don't tie that specifically to enrollment. I'd like to tie it into test scores, things like that that are strictly within their control.
We can go into that when we set up the budget for next year. At that point, what we would put it into, but we need to cover it.
If it didn't occur to us, we wouldn't have a principal, so that's the outside of their control. But
yeah.
I think that's just a lesson learned that we should make these things within their control.
And that was not in their control.
Right.
Okay, so we simply need to have a motion to approve.
That
motion
is going through this.
Okay. Is there a second?
I see.
Thanks, Olga. So it's been moved and seconded that we approve the high need position stipend for Nova Academy Santa Ana.
For the 2019-2020.
Can we specify when you put in that stipend that, and let everybody know that this is because the reason they're not being held to the fire about that enrollment is because of the fact that you didn't have a principal, therefore it was out beyond your control. Is that what the other teachers go, wait a minute, that's not fair. If they should get a raise, we should get a raise too. But this is something that was specific to that, only math and science. And the only reason they are getting it is because we chose the wrong thing basically to measure enrollment, which they don't have control over. So I don't want the other teachers to be saying, that's not fair, they get a stipend when they're here, they can do what they're supposed to do. So can you
yes.
just explain to them, let the whole school know that they are getting this strictly because there was no principal, so they couldn't hold them to that goal this year, but in the future goals will be something that is not outside of their control like the way they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that makes sense.
Yeah. Fine, and I think it needs to be articulated so that it is a uniform statement on that. So whatever you come up with, you know, just come up with one so that there's no question about it, you know.
Did they teach
you that? And we're leaving that up to you. somehow articulate that.
I think teachers help in enrollment with retention of students. So there is, they do have ability to help enrollment.
They do help, yes. And that's why I think you need to articulate it correctly, which includes the thought here, but also that, you know, that they have always been encouraged to help in enrollment. So I don't, however you do that, but I think it needs to be done.
And test scores help with enrollment.
Yeah. So if you could do that, that's great, because all we're doing is voting on this. Right. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Is it still too early?
7:03.
So we need to wait 10 after, is that what you're saying? Okay, so we need to know the motion to move.
I move that we change item 11, item 10, the one-time salary increase scores for the child.
Okay. I second it.
Okay, so moving second is that we now move 11 up to 10 and 10 to 11 on the agenda. Any discussion? All those in favor, aye.
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 All those nay. Okay, so Renee, once again.
Yes, thank you. I would like to request for a conditional one-time off-skip salary. Excuse me, for a conditional one-time off-schedule salary increase for the Coachella campus staff. This conditional salary increase will apply to all full-time instructional faculty and administrative support / business office staff who are employed by Nova Academy for at least 50% of the 2020 fiscal year and have signed employment agreements for the 2020-21 fiscal year. Individual compensation under this one-time off scheduled salary increase will be calculated via each staff member's base salary for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. The proposed salary increase will be utilized as incentive pay to reward Coachella teachers and office staff for achieving high-level performance outcomes as reflected on the 2020 California dashboard. And I wanted to pass out their dashboard results so that you can look at them while I'm sharing these thoughts. The inclusion of office staff in the incentive is intended to encourage greater campus solidarity and inspire non-instructional faculty to help facilitate the achievement of these goals. Receipt of this one-time off salary increase will be contingent upon the successful completion of individual goals relating to specific California school dashboard performance indicators. The goals for each indicator and their corresponding incentive compensation is as follows. For mathematics, the current level right now is green, and it could either be up to 2% or a one-time increase. If the indicator level increases to blue, there will be a 2% increase. If the indicator level maintains at green, there will be a 1.5 increase. For English language arts, the current level is blue, up to 1.5, one-time increase. If the indicator level maintains at blue, there will be a 1.5 increase. If the indicator level decreases to green, there will be a 1% increase. For suspension rate, the current level is orange in Coachella, up to a 1.5 one-time increase. If the indicator level increases to blue, there will be a 1.5 increase. If the indicator level increases to green, there will be a 1% increase. College and career indicator, the current level is green, up to a 1% one-time increase. If the indicator level increases to blue, there will be a 1% increase. If the indicator level maintains at green, there will be a 0.5 increase. Graduation rate, the current level is blue, which is outstanding, up to a 1% one-time increase. If the indicator level maintains at blue, there will be a 1% increase. If the indicator level is decreases to green, there would be a 0.5 increase. The successful completion of these goals and the calculation of the resulting incentive pay will be determined with each indicator evaluated separately so that the final percentage determined for the one-time off salary increase will be the aggregate of each separate indicator's corresponding incentive reward. This will result in the final one-time off scheduled salary increase of up to 7% as determined by which performing goals are met. Payment of this one-time off salary scheduled increase for the achievement performance goals will be made to applicable staff members following public release of the 2020 California School District dashboard expected in mid-December of 2020. And this would be accrued surplus budget funds from the Coachella budget.
Great. That was a mouthful.
Sorry, I had to read it all.
No date on it. What is this from?
The dashboard has been downloaded today. So it's as of it came out in December.
This will come out.
This is what we're saying today,
right,
at the board meeting.
This.
The dashboard came offline. It's right now on the.
This is what's going to be
review.
Published it,
this,
in December. This will.
This will be the dashboard. The new dashboard, the current dashboard that you're looking at, is from our 2019 students.
Okay.
The next dashboard.
December 2020.
It would be in December 2020 from the students that are currently, the 11th graders currently right now.
Okay, so that will be the test then. So the new dashboard will be based off testing this April.
This April, correct. That's
so
why
the dashboard
the public,
that we're talking, that's where I was like.
So sorry. The public view is in December of 2020.
That's great.
New dashboard.
Yes. I motion that we approve the one-time loss salary increase for increase in the calendar to the dashboard for another Coachella.
As stated.
I second it.
Okay, so move and second that we approve the one-time off-schedule salary increase for Nova Academy Coachella as reported or stated by the executive director. Any discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Unanimous. Thank you very much. It is now 10 after.
It's time.
I told her that we're ready.
We're getting there.
Yep.
She said give her 1 minute.
Okay.
She's number 10.
That was
then
number
11. It's
11. Formally known as not.
So who's counting? Yeah.
She doesn't need them by tomorrow morning. I'll be here tomorrow morning. I'll tell her, but they're not correct. Okay. I'm not going to sign them for payroll. I can't sign them.
Hi, it's Renee.
Yes.
It's the whole board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had like two board meetings today. Just happened to be on the same day at the same time. Okay, so are we on stuff? Are
yes.
we ready for the finance?
Yes,
yes we are.
You're on and you're being officially recorded.
Okay. Well, first off, good evening, and I wanted to just wish everybody a happy new year and hope everyone had like a nice vacation and time off.
Thank you, same
to you. So we'll start with Santa Ana. Thank you. So we'll start with Santa Ana, and I'll do the highlights. Hopefully this will be quick. So highlights, looking at some attendance data, your average enrollment in December, we saw an increase, went up from 404 to 405. The attendance rate was also up 95.2%, and that's higher than where we forecast. We typically forecast at 95%. So it's a little bit higher than forecast, which is great. Your P180A is at 386.98. And then again, it's also higher than what we're seeing, so that's good.
What was that number again?
And that's the actual P180A, that was 386.98.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So overall revenue forecasted at $6 million. The school is under-enrolled, so revenue is still lower than budget by about $200,000. But if you continue to have higher attendance rate, you should be able to close that gap a little bit more. So are there any questions with revenues? No significant change in the revenues compared to when we spoke last at the last board meeting, unless someone has some specific questions. We did see some, some like STIRS contribution revenues that came back, or the tax refund. So all that kind of added to your revenue for the year. Okay, so if there's no questions on revenues, I'm going to move on to the expenses. Yeah, so expenses is forecasted higher than budget. And, you know, that we've talked about it over the last few meetings, and that's due to the SALPA encroachment. But without the encroachment, the expenses are actually lower than budget. So we know the encroachment is one that's, you know, causing it to be more than the budget.
Right.
So just some specifics, on the expenses side. The increase is $351,000 compared to budget, and, you know, like we talked about, it's $642,000 off the span encroachment. Some payroll, and that's offset by some savings in your payroll, about $59,000. And then, you know, we worked on some cutbacks in books and supplies because of the enrollment and also some non-capitalized equipment. So that was another savings of about $190,000. And also reduction in your operating expenses, repairs and maintenance, professional services by about $42,000. So the net difference between the budget and the forecast is about $351,000. It's not the full $642,000 of the spent encroachment. So are there any questions on the expenses?
I just want to also articulate the fact that the with the encroachment out of that, we have more than, we've covered the bond ratios more than covered. So without that intent, we're good.
That's correct.
Well, that all sounds really good. That's great, okay.
And when you're looking at the expenses,
yeah,
so, we are 50% for the year. So right here it says, you know, 50, what percentage of the annual forecast. December, these closing numbers are for 50% of the year.
That's on target.
So we're on target.
Yeah.
Everything's on target.
That's super. Okay.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so as of December, we're projecting a deficit of $491,000. And without the encroachment, it's actually a surplus of $150,000. So as Karen had mentioned, you know, for the bond compliance, to meet the bond debt service coverage ratio of 1.1, the surplus should be a minimum of $70,000, and that's without the encroachment. Without the encroachment, we're at 150, and we're looking at a minimum of 70 to be in compliance with the debt,
right.
With the bond.
Yep.
Steve.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. The ending fund balance is projected at $3.9 million. Out of which we set aside $300,000 as a committed fund for the capital improvement project.
So how much?
I don't know if Renee, do you want to add a little bit more to that?
How much was that?
$300,000 for Santa Ana. $300,000.
Yeah, that's for the possible PE zone.
Right.
And we might want to also set aside additional funds at our next board meeting for maintenance projects.
Anticipated.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Good. Are there any questions before we move on to Coachella?
No, I think it's good. Go ahead.
Okay,
Karen,
perfect.
Do you have anything?
Okay, so now looking at some highlights of Coachella.
Okay. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No worry. Okay, so now looking at Coachella, some attendance data, average ADA for Coachella is significantly high than forecast at 216 compared to 211. And that's because for Coachella, we forecast at 93%. The average is at 95.3%. That's causing the increase in the higher ADA, which also is generating higher revenue. So the increase in revenues is approximately $114,000, of which $60,000 is due to higher ADA. So Coachella is doing really well. Expenses is forecasted at $3 million, and that, compared to the budget, is about $106,000, and that's because of less spending in a number of areas. We've seen less spending in payroll, there's also savings in books and supplies, and other operating expenses. We did see an increase in rent expense, but that's mainly due to a prior year balance that was on the balance sheet that for some reason was not adjusted. It was an error that I believe DMS had proposed to audit, and for some reason it did not get adjusted, which is fine. So what we did was we expensed it off, or wrote it off this year. So if you look at the rent line item, there'll be an additional $40,000 that hit the expense in December.
Just out of curiosity on both these, where it's great that we're reducing some of the expenses, but you don't feel, and I'm asking Renee, you don't feel that this, you don't see anything that has dropped in terms of additional books or anything like
payroll,
that.
No. We just had a large expense in books last year with
all the new ones.
Yeah, and this year they didn't buy it because they have so many.
Okay.
Yeah. we still had it in the budget that they possibly, and they also just made some purchases that were larger, so it might show up in the next budget for books.
Which we just added to next year's budget if we need to, right? For this year?
The books that we just purchased will be in this year's budget.
Okay, so
yeah. It just wasn't in this one, but they didn't need as many textbooks as we projected.
Got it. Okay. Well, no, this is,
yeah.
It's great to be able to do this. Usually, it seems to me, it goes the other way, and so we're fortunate. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and you know, we did do a deep dive like a month ago between me, Renee, and Karen, deep by each line item to make sure that, you know, it's sufficiently budgeted for. So I think we spent like 2 hours or maybe even 3 hours going through each line item for Coachella, for both schools.
We did, okay. And we'll probably do that for second interim.
So, yes, which is coming up mm-hmm. at the end of January mm-hmm. on the next report. So overall, we're projecting a surplus of $290,000 for Coachella with an ending fund balance of $2.8 million. And out of which $40,000 is set aside as a committed fund balance for the capital improvement project.
Gita, I think you have it switched. I think the $300,000 was committed to Coachella and the $40,000 was committed to Santa Ana. I'm pretty sure that's...
Oh, let me double check.
Will you double check that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Hang on, let me look at it right now.
I was surprised to hear $300,000
for the
PE fitness zone, though I think the kind we're looking at might cost more than $40,000. But I think we allocated at the board meeting, it was the opposite. Because now you're talking about Coachella, and that's for a possible multi-purpose facility. And that's why there's $300,000 towards that.
Okay, so, yeah. So you're saying Santa Ana is the $40,000 uh-huh. and Coachella is the $300,000?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's what it says.
So, okay, so I would have to amend.
Isn't this Santa Ana?
No, that's
we're
that's
in Coachella right now.
That's the Coachella book.
Coachella
is
first. Right.
Yeah.
It's Santa first. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so I'm going to have to update the board report on the fund balance for the fund balance page, and then I'll resend it.
Okay.
Well, that would impact quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right. What's exciting to yeah. me is that, you know, the higher ADA, you know, I mean, that makes a world of difference. And I'm seeing grants and things like that come in, which... That's the substantial amount between that and the additional federal funding. That's where the bulk of all that additional mm-hmm. is. And so it's really not, I'm not going to say it, it's really not so much on decreasing expenses as much as it's getting higher EADA, and that just cures a lot of ills.
We've done an attendance campaign at both campuses.
Yeah. And that will obviously affect Santa Ana when that ADA goes up. So, yeah. Great information on the script.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that that discrepancy, but I'll update the report and I'll send it out.
Thank you. I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it earlier until we started talking about it.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's
okay.
This
okay.
one's
okay.
a pretty easy one to read, and actually, that is
yeah.
another thing that we appreciate, the fact that it is easy.
Yeah, very important.
Easy to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Oh, perfect. Great, thank you. Okay, great. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Thanks
Peter.
A lot.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, Renee, we are on number 12 of the executive report.
I'll try to be brief because we all have had long days. As Gita shared, the enrollment's at, it's at 223 as of this week. And we recently passed, and our charter petition was approved for July 1, 2020 through June 30th, 2025. They really had a great presentation in front of Coachella Valley. There was one hiccup. We ironed it out. I looked on the board notes, at Coachella's board notes, after they had approved in front of all 200 parents, staff members, attorneys, and they approved and congratulated us. They approved the Coachella, our Coachella charter, Nova Caddy's. Charter 3-2, and on their board notes, it said that we had failed. So I had to get a hold of the attorneys. I have to have the attorneys talk to their attorneys. And I just want to read what happened basically is that a part of their bylaws of the Coachella Valley Board is that they have to have a four out of their seven members, four members voting for anything to be approved. So we were what's called automatically approved because they had absent board members, and there's a law in. So that was ironed out, but just really quickly, the summary of that, the board decision that they approved us on 12-12, and they, It was their chief business officer stood up and spoke really well about our school, our academics, and our finances. And there were five board members there, and they voted 3-2 to approve Nova's renewal petition. There were brief comments from the board at that time. There was a lot of applause, congratulations, and the impression was that everyone present, including the board, approved the motion to renew the charter. Then we found out their minutes, and that was 3-2 vote for the motion to approve renewal. The motion failed is what we, when I looked up the minutes, I happened to look them up and I was really glad I did because usually I copy them and put them in our book and give them to Angie. And then right away, our attorneys and Coachella Valley's attorneys got on and they all realized that their bylaws say that the majority vote of all the members. So they didn't have four there. So what that means is automatic renewal under California Code Regulations Title V, Section 11966. And we received that, and Coachella Unified sent the approval this week of that section up to the California Department of Ed. So everything's good, but there's a little bit of a moment there of what happened. So we have the governing board note to Coachella, and then they sent us that they definitely approved us, but they will go ahead and automatically renew
our charter. 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. But these are things you do that you've learned over many, many years of double checking the notes. I didn't do it till a couple weeks ago, but all of a sudden I was like, wait, that's not right.
There's also was a comment in regards to the dashboards. If we should do, you made a comment before in regards to this dashboard, if we continue doing what we're doing.
Oh, yes. If under the new regulations and laws that the legislative put into action, there is a possibility if you remain in blue and green for 2 years on your dashboard, you can go back to your authorizer and ask for a 7-year renewal. But remember, that's in all areas blue and green for 2 consecutive years.
Well, it could happen.
It could happen.
Exactly. So
yes.
Is that
absolutely
an additional additional from that point on, or just another 2 years?
Good question. I think you go back and when you have to go through that whole renewal, it's a 7 years.
So it's redo for 7, not a 2-year extension.
So right now the law states you get 5. But they changed it as of January 1st, 2020, that you can, you have to be stellar, pretty stellar school to get green and blue for 2 years. That means all, including suspensions, including absenteeism, including, so, of course, Coachella, being Coachella, wants to pursue that.
Yeah, I would say that's their glory.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes. So congratulations to Coachella faculty and staff members. Special education, we've been working on that. We gave you an update at last board meeting, and we were recently interviewed by one of the best SELPAs around called Eldorado SELPA, and that's very encouraging for us. They will let us know on January 29th if we will be accepted into their SELPA, and I'll keep you updated.
That's exciting.
January 29th, we had an interview process for both campuses. Of course, Coachella is increasing college classes. They are just really working hard to send more and more students to college. And they had a total, Concordia is there. They have UCI, and they are we've made an MOU with College of the Desert, so there's more courses going on. And now we have our ninth graders attending introductory college courses, and they're going into their second semester. So lots of good news on the college side of Coachella.
I know.
They have a new dance club that they're all excited about. I just thought I'd throw that in because that's kind of neat.
That's student motivation.
Yes, they love it. Every semester, there's a principal's lunch, and I wanted to share this because the kids look so much forward to it. I think it's something really special for Coachella, and maybe Stan Anna can look at this. But they do a lunch for honor roll students that have a 4.0 or above and perfect attendance. And the kids just...
And perfect attendance students.
Yes, the students.
So right. Not both. You can be 4.0.
Yeah.
And not
4.0.
Yes.
You can be
yes.
So
yes.
Two
it's not both.
Yeah, there's two things.
Yes.
Okay, two different groups, but
right.
They
thanks
get
for
it
the
one.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to do that for the teachers too.
Yeah. The academic update, just a little bit. This year, the CAST, the California Science Test, was rolled out to try, and they did, and now they're really working on it. It'll probably be placed on that's another thing that would be placed on the 2020 dashboard. Science now. So you see English, you see mathematics, and now you're going to see science. And they are doing practice tests in the upcoming week for the science test and the English and the mathematics test. So they practice just to make sure they're ready for April. That's a little bit about Coachella. Santa Ana's enrollment is 404. The intent to enroll forms are coming in for enrollment. It's very exciting. If you walked in tonight, you see there's different information sessions going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have parents coming to learn and students, and I got to say hi to them in the hall. And we have, the large event, which we're hoping to really reach out to the community and to our families. That's the main purpose of this food truck fiesta. 15th year anniversary is to make this school for all stakeholders, really get our parents and families involved. And this can be a jump start to what we want to, we really value their input and their involvement. So we really want to reach out. And this is a connection point that we really value. Same thing with special ed. El Dorado is going to make an announcement for Santa Ana on January 29th. They recently had this week Club Rush. I won't go into all the different clubs, but there's a good group of them. And they're exciting to see that kids initiate clubs at our campus for ASB. Mark gave me a recent update on academic goals, and students have been placed strategically. So we have a tutorial class, and instead of them just going to any tutorial, they're placing them more targeted if they're in need of more English or mathematic instruction with those teachers. That's one of the goals he had. And they've been working on that. And as well as lots of incentives are going on with family parties for attendance and for SBAC testing. So they have already ordered an In-N-Out truck that will be here, I believe it's in May, maybe it comes, but right after the test, if there's 100% attendance, because 100% attendance really matters as far as just increments of the scores increasing. So they have some strategies in place, and they have a big ASB event, skate night, and they're going to Boomers. They're trying to involve more students in ASB, so they're making a little big push for students to get involved in clubs and in activities. And that's just generally there's so many things that are going on at school, at both schools. I am asking some of the Santa Ana staff to come visit the Coachella staff on February 4th so that they can learn best practices. and hear how Coachella has set up some of their goals and benchmarks to increase their student, not just attendance, but academic scores as well as culture, so that they can learn from one another. And our next board of directors meeting is on March 5th. Just wanted to make sure you have that in your schedule.
There's no meeting in February.
Correct. But we will have our committee meetings prior to that, March 5th. Some smaller committee, finance and so forth, academics and parent involvement.
On the In-N-Out truck deal, are the kids going to be motivating each other to get to that 100%? Is that strongly encouraged?
They love In-N-Out. It has to be after
driven.
School.
Yeah.
Follow federal nutrition laws, so we can't, you know, have it during the day. But
yeah,
like half an hour after school. But yeah, they're motivated by that.
Okay.
And in Coachella, they do a different kind of truck. I can't remember it right now, but
taco truck.
The taco truck. They love it.
Yeah. One of the local guys there.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing for perfect attendance.
I think so. They usually do. That's pretty standard.
Right.
They come up with all kinds of fun
ideas.
And they're still doing their Saturday workshops. They want to do it again. They thought that was successful.
Yeah, they actually said that was really good.
Yeah.
And that everybody involved was actually very excited about the Saturday.
Yeah, the students really took that test very seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, show too.
Yeah.
Great. That it? Thank you so much. Well, with that, we do not have any other numbers on our agenda, so you know what that means?
We're out of here.
We're out of here.